League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast on Tuesday, the 13th of April, 2021. On the podcast today, Wendy Lawrence, CEO of Totally PLC, discusses their trading update, which shows results substantially ahead of management expectations. Also on the podcast, Mike Rolston, CEO of Blencow Resources, discusses their maiden JORC resource announced today for the Aurum Cross graphite project, and it's twice as big as expected. Plus, at the end of the podcast, I have two lists for you, the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours, and the top five most read RNSs too. You can check out both these lists at voxmarkets.co.uk, where you'll also see lots of other content. There's an article there on Oilex. There's an article there on Open Orphan, at advanced stage of possible spin-out of non-core assets. Totally as well, there's an article there. Album and Resources, one of those. Northbridge Industrial, Intelligent Ultrasound. Lots of good stuff right there. COVID-19 Index. Let's check out the big rises there. In fact, the main event there, Totally PLC up 12% to 34.5. Talked about that with, of course, with Wendy on the podcast. Biggest fall of the day is Open Orphan, down close to 9% at 41 pence, but it's had a cracking run of late. Bound to have a bit of consolidation. And also, don't forget, you can check that out at voxmarkets.co.uk.
Vox Markets is an online community of investors that runs a free mobile and desktop platform that allows you to track news and updates about any UK-listed company, offering RNS push notifications, detailed charts, pricing data, and much more. Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Wendy Lawrence, CEO of Totally PLC, TLY's ticker there. Wendy, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin.
And you've released a trading update. It's a strong one. The market's liking it. We'll get into it in a bit. As always, though, Wendy, for people who've maybe never heard of Totally, can you just explain quickly what you're about?
Yep. Totally is a healthcare provider. We generally provide health services across the UK and Ireland, and certainly during the last year have stood on the front line with the NHS helping to manage the pandemic. So healthcare provider across a full range of service.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. And like I said, it's been a strong trading performance over the last 12 months. Can you take us through, first of all, the financial bit of it, and then we'll break it down if you could?
Yeah, I mean, we're really pleased with the results, Justin. We were telling investors throughout the year that we were very busy, that we were engaged in the management of the pandemic with the NHS. And I think hopefully now investors will see in those results that we're in a very, very strong position. It's been so busy, whilst at the same time of delivering new services with the NHS to give advice to patients that were struggling with coronavirus or thought they'd got coronavirus, you know, managing them in a way that meant the NHS could focus on those people that were really poorly. But at the same time, supporting our staff through that as well, because, you know, as a business, we've had our responsibilities to the staff to make sure that we supported them. You know, our workforce has been impacted by COVID-19 just the same as everybody else. So it's been that that position of responding quickly. We've been so busy. Our urgent care business has been so busy working alongside the NHS. 111, we saw demand go through the roof. And I think the results that are presented today demonstrate that busyness and the fact that we were able to respond quickly and efficiently. So a strong cash position. Just to highlight to everybody, there are no deferred payments in there. Everything has been cleared off. It is a true cash position that we reported at 14.8 and EBITDA substantially ahead of what our own management expectations were, because we obviously withdrew guidance when we, you know, the world went mad, didn't it? But at the same time, substantially ahead of our expectations and the EBITDA performance of 2019-2020.
Yeah. So this ahead of expectations and historic underlying EBITDA of 4 million. So ahead of that, cash of 4.8 million, no debt. So it's all looking good. And some people are going to say, yeah, but because of COVID, it's going to be a strong year, isn't it? You know, it's going to be an exceptional year. But what's your response to people who say that?
Well, you know, it's only an exceptional year if you can respond to the demands that are placed upon you. And there are, you know, many businesses around the country that wish they could, but they didn't. I think the bits that we need to be proud of is we had built our reputation for being that responsive partner that's able to respond quickly to the different demands. And so, you know, we saw demand for 111 go through the roof almost overnight. And it was our ability to be agile, but at the same time, maintaining high quality that meant that we were able to respond to patients and to the NHS to deliver that. And so we don't believe that our business will ever go back to how it was operating before. The world has changed. You know, the NHS has now launched a different 111 system. We're now delivering the Think 111 first, which is different. It's about ensuring that patients can contact clinicians and have a wide range of clinicians available to get them into the most appropriate service for whatever the problem is that they're presenting with. So we continue to work in a different way. And of course, during the pandemic, all of the elective care was paused. And so waiting lists for diagnostics and elective care are higher than ever they were before. And so whilst my urgent care division has been working hard on the pandemic, my other two divisions were not able to work during that period, but now are back up to full running. And again, the demand for those services is on the increase because now the NHS is focusing on clearing down those backlogs for elective care, whether that's referrals from GPs in my planned care division, whether it's physio or indeed hospital waiting lists for diagnostics. So my you know, the three divisions were all impacted in a different way, but we continue to be very busy.
Exactly. Now you've got this backlog. It seems like, unfortunately, or fortunately for shareholders, I don't think it's going to get any less busy because, like you said, the waiting list at all-time highs. So it's not like you're going to sit around twiddling your thumbs. It's going to be very busy continuing on. So essentially, are you saying it's sustainable, this kind of level of business? Is that right?
We believe so. I mean, it's a different world, isn't it, for all of us? But when you see the waiting list numbers that are actually coming out from the NHS and, you know, we restarted our insourcing, so looking at waiting lists, those services restarted in Ireland back in June and have gradually ramped up. And the demand for those is, you know, we're answering the phone all the time for hospitals looking for assistance to actually reduce those waiting lists. Because obviously, until hospitals work through that, they don't know what the status is of those patients. So for us, the other two divisions now come into their own, and the new way of working for the urgent care division is very much embedded. Of course, whilst we're all delivering service in this new COVID safe environment, so we're working differently. We can't have 30, 40 patients waiting in a waiting room anymore to see a doctor. We're having to work very carefully on patient flow. Different sterile conditions have to be maintained in order to manage the virus. So yeah, it's not as busy as it was at the height of the pandemic, but it's certainly busy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, do you know what? People just Google waiting lists, and you can see the headlines there. I mean, I think that from the Mirror, they've got an 18,000% surge in NHS waiting lists. There's 4.6 million people missed out on hospital treatments. You can see. But it's also, so it validates your business, because, like you say, you were very agile. Now, it's almost having these different levers to pull back on, to accelerate, to whatever. So now you have to sort of flip. So it's proven, you know, your business model excellently, isn't it, really?
Yeah, we believe so. And I mean, we've got very strong leadership in all of our three divisions. You know, the people that lead those divisions have all got the experience and the skill to be able to turn their capacity up and down and change it so that it's responsive to whatever demands are put upon it. So, yeah, I mean, for me, it's been like it's almost like a perfect storm where we knew that our ability was there to respond, and we've actually proven that, and I think the trading update that we've put out today is reflective of that ability.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. Okay, Randy, well, as always, three reasons at the end for people who are liking the sound of the progress you're making here but are not yet following the story. Give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add you to their watch list, please.
Okay, well, I think our business is pretty unique in the listed company regime. We are a healthcare provider that can respond to any demands that are placed upon the NHS, and we've proven that through the last year. We have no debt. We have a good cash balance. We remain on our buy and build strategy. So, you know, we've got lots of work to do yet. And I think we've proven that we're here to stay, and what we do is very, very high quality.
Excellent stuff. Wendy, good to chat to you, and hopefully you'll be catching up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Mike Ralston, CEO of Blencow Resources, BRES, the sticker there. Mike, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, you've got your maiden JORC resource out, and, you know, it's quite quick to market. You haven't been on the market for long, so you're obviously working very fast there. We'll dig into that, and some impressive figures, double, you know, what we thought there. So we'll dig into that. Before we do, Mike, as always, for people not quite familiar with Blencow, can you explain what the company's about, please?
Okay, Blencow Resources acquired the Orem Cross graphite project in Uganda approximately 1 year ago. This is a huge 2 to 3 billion ton graphite project, most of it near to surface. We believe it's going to present as one of the big graphite projects in the world going forward. We've obviously got a lot of work to do to build it up into a production phase. And as you said a moment ago, we're working very quickly to move through the various stages to get there. But it's a very exciting project, and we're obviously big battery metals believers. And yeah, we have some exciting news today in terms of our maiden JORC resource.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's dig into this, Mike. Give us some of the highlights from the JORC resource there.
Well, I think the most important thing to note is that we've achieved a JORC resource of 16.3 million tonnes, and we set out to target around 8 to 10 million. So we've almost doubled what we thought we would get in that particular area, which is significant. And I think within that particular 16 million, we've got a higher grade zones of approximately 3 million tonnes at 8% total graphitic content. So there is considerable scope in terms of getting higher grade product out the ground first and then moving on from there. What I would also add is that it's all near to surface, from surface to a depth of 30 metres, and there's plenty more mineralisation down below that if we wanted more tonnes going forward. And furthermore, the higher grade camp lode, which is the deposit that we found near to the area that we were drilling and where we plan to put our plant, the camp lode has not even been brought into this JORC resource. The grade variability and the non-uniformity of the spacing and the ability to bring it into this particular JORC resource just wasn't there. So we're going to have a next program in terms of drilling it going forward, and we'll obviously be bringing that camp load in the next phase. But, yeah, we're very excited. This is proving to be an exceptional deposit, and there's a lot of tons of graphite in there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I said, so would it be fair to say, in summary, you know, it's exceeded expectations and there's a lot more potential there?
I think so. It's definitely exceeded our expectation in terms of the size. As I said, almost double what you're going to target in a particular area obviously does exceed expectations. But I think at the same time, we want to achieve that 8% average grade level, and we think that we can do that, and we should have done that, particularly if we had included the camp load deposit in there. So the grade will lift as we bring in the additional deposit and the additional resources in the next phase. So yeah, it's pretty exciting. We know there's a lot of graphite there. The next phase is just going to be tightening it all up, getting a better understanding of the geotech, and really moving us in all shapes and forms down towards that next stage, which is obviously going to be getting to a pre-feasibility study as soon as possible.
Yeah. And that's the next step, so a pre-feasibility study. So how long does that take, Mike?
Well, we've got a couple of steps that we have to do first. Mm. We, as I said a minute ago, we're going to be planning a next phase of drilling, which is always going to be done in terms of getting geotech information. We're going to drop a couple more holes into both the northern syncline load and the camp load in order to bring both of them further tons, better grade, and to tighten it up to get it into an indicated or measured category. So the next round of drilling over the next couple of months. In parallel with that, we've got our samples in Canada at the SGS undergoing MET test work. And that MET test work is very, very important in terms of understanding what our end product is going to look like. So in the next couple of months, we will get moving forward in terms of the drill program to get an even better resource in the next phase of JORC and getting the MET test results. Once those are both done, then we'll be moving to a preliminary economic assessment, and that'll come in the second half of this year. And then as soon as we've got the revised JORC out, which will be in the later part of this year, we'll be obviously moving into that pre-feasibility study with a view towards getting it out either late this year or early into 2022.
Yeah. And what's your on a personal level? I mean, you know, the figures stand themselves, but what's your thoughts so far? You impressed? You happy with it, Mike?
I'm very happy with it. I believed all along that this is an exceptional resource. We acquired the project because it's in a very safe location. Uganda's a very safe location to develop a long-term project. There's a lot of good things going for it in terms of its location. And it was all about finding out what's in the particular area that we plan to mine first. And when you go and do the drilling and come up with double the amount of tons, it's quite exciting. So my view is that this is going to be a great project. There's obviously MET test results that have to come into it to understand what that product's going to look like so we can understand who we're going to sell it to. But at the moment, the project is looking very, very good. And we'll continue to work as hard as we've done so far going forward.
Yeah. And let's be honest, like I say, it's a very hot space, isn't it, for people not familiar with graphite. Just explain, you know, how it plays into the EV, if you, trend, if you could.
Yeah, I will. I mean, for those people that don't understand, everybody sees what's happening in terms of the electric vehicle market. Tesla in the news all the time. VW are moving very quickly to try and become the European Tesla, I suppose. And everybody has these crazy targets in terms of how many EVs are going to be around, somewhere in the region of 200 to 600 million by 2030, and we've only got 11 million in the world today. So there's huge growth expected, and every one of these vehicles is going to have a lithium-ion battery included, and a major component of the anode which goes into that lithium-ion battery is flake graphite. So our product that we will be mining and selling is going to be a key component into the EV market in terms of the batteries. And for that reason, we believe demand for flake graphite is going to rise, and prices will rise accordingly over the next 5 to 10 years. And we're in the right place at the right time with a project that's just going to get better and better, and a market that's going to get hotter and hotter. So all in all, we think it's a great time to be in this space, and we're going to just keep doing our business.
Yeah, marvelous stuff. Okay, well, as always, Mike, on the podcast, I highlight the top 5 most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. So to get on that list, people have to hit that follow button on your page. So if you could, give us 3 quick reasons why they should hit that follow button and add Blenkow Resources to their watchlist, please.
Justin, the first thing I'd say is we've got a great project. At the end of the day, anyone can spin what they like on mediocre projects. But if you've got a great project that's got size and scale and grade and location and near to surface for low mining costs, the actual economics around this project are very, very good. And that's certainly something that we're very proud of. The second part, I think, is that we've got a very good team. We're raising the right amount of money to get work done. We're keeping the structure tight. We're working the share price. We're doing everything possible to make sure that our shareholders and our followers in this particular company are going to be excited about it as we are, and obviously successful going forward. And then the third one is just this macroeconomic market and within it, the EV explosion that is not only happening today, but is forecast to go even bigger going forward. And it's going to be a journey. I think we're all going to be watching it with wide open eyes. And obviously, as Blenco is a key player in that graphite space, we are a very, very highly leveraged into that particular market going forward.
Marvellous stuff. Mike, it's good to chat to you, and hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Justin. Thank you very much.
OK, it's time for the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. They are at five, Thrissa PLC. It's down 5.6%, of course, it's PLC, to 143. At four, a similar group, Non-Mover, 43 pence. At three, Helium One, 4.55% to 13.65. At two, Mode Global Holdings, up 7.7% to 56 pence. And at one, Valerium Blockchain PLC. That's on the Aquis Exchange, of course, there, but it's most followed today. Okay, it's time for the top five most liked and most read RNSs. They are as follows. Drumroll. At five, Rambler Metals and Mining. Rambler closes asset sale agreement with Maritime. At four, Mode Global Holdings. Mode Bitcoin trading volume increases by 316% in Q1. At two, Tizian Life Sciences. Tizian announces plans to list Acustem in US. At two, Open Orphan, potential demerger of certain non-core assets. And at one, Avacta Group, notice of results and investor presentation. And the most liked there was Open Orphan. Check that out, voxmarkets.co.uk.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.